Unlike a future film about imaginary friends that's more fun, this case, Imaginary, takes a horror approach, thanks to Blumhouse. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore humanity. Betty Buckley is Gloria.
I think fundamentally my character is just a very lonely, socially awkward, isolated person. So she's found her solace in books. And as an ardent student of spirituality and the spiritual universe and magic and the occult, and she's done all this study and work to learn as much as she could about everything that's been written about that, about shamanism, witchcraft, and she's made herself this intellectual authority about all those things because of the influence of this significant time in her life as young Jessica's babysitter. And she's experienced such wonder through the eyes of that child. And then when she's taken away, it just rocked her world. And so she, you know, through her own desire to understand and desire to connect with that other dimension, she's written all these books and has sought to be understood in the world of intellectuals and has been rejected there as well, because her ideas and her what her notions are about this realm, they seem too far-fetched. Mm-hmm. So she's very anxious to prove that that's real.
There's more bite on Imaginary Friend in a moment. Executive producer DeWanda Wise is also in the film, playing the key role of Jessica.
When I first read the script, I didn't read it in one sitting because I got scared, so I stopped. And then I think mid-read, you know, my reps were like, Jeff is interested in meeting with you, so I said, let me go ahead and finish this scary script that scared me. And then I reached that turn, which is, you know, Jessica's, essentially her emotional arc of the story, where she's, you know, in that nightmare sequence that I'm obsessed with, that I think we hopefully executed beautifully, and I was hooked.
Making a connection.
Probably, you know, the sort of connection to me is I'm a mental health advocate, and I love these kind of big genre stories that tap into something universal, something that, you know, a lot of people or a good swath of people can really, really identify with. And, you know, childhood is not an innocent time. There was acknowledgement that there's a great mystery at the heart of childhood, you know, and so much that we experience that we don't understand. And those experiences really turn into trauma, you know, and Jessica experiences something very difficult very early in her life. And I think kind of it's the heart of the story, and it's something that I really, really hope will resonate with a lot of people.
There is more Sci-Fi Talk, so stay tuned.
Here is producer Jason Blum.
Imaginary is a psychological horror film that takes a common childhood experience to terrifying extremes. The film follows an average family whose youngest child develops a relationship with a seemingly harmless imaginary friend. However, when a series of eerie and inexplicable events begin to unfold, they are forced to confront the horrifying truth. Chauncey is real, and he is out for vengeance. The film blurs the lines between reality and fantasy and explores the psychological and supernatural elements of fear, revenge, and the enduring power of the imagination.
Childhood dreams, or maybe nightmares.
Taking a common childhood experience and cranking up the fear factor is all about tapping into something relatable and then twisting it in a way that unsettles viewers. We start with the familiarity of that innocent memory and gradually introduce elements that make it eerie or disturbing. The goal is to create a sense of unease and make the audience question something they once considered safe, turning it into a source of fear and suspense.
Writing, producing, and directing is Jeff Wadlow.
I was inspired to bring Imaginary together because I was challenged by Jason Blum to make a really slow, creepy movie. And I just wanted to try a very kind of slow, terrifying supernatural thriller. So to make a very slow, scary supernatural horror movie, you just have to turn the volume down, right? So you just have to slow down, you have to take your time, you have to allow the audience the moments to explore the negative space in the shots. And what that does is it allows them to use their imagination to project what evil might be lurking behind our main characters.
Children books were the starting point.
A major motif in the film is the artwork that our lead character creates. Jessica is an illustrator, and she has a series of children's books called Molly Millipede. And she's taken a lot of these terrifying images from her dreams, but also from her past, and tried to understand them, try to work them out through her artwork and her books. So what's cool for me about that as a filmmaker is we're able to seed a lot of these ideas, a lot of these visuals, the hallway, the blue door, the spider. You see sort of the children's version of these things in these sort of Lewis Carroll-esque books, but you see how she's taken these things that have happened to her and she's tried to process them through her creative assets, right, to generate something that she can try to understand and share with the world.
Special thanks to Liongate for supplying the audio we just heard. You know, Sci-Fi Talk Plus offers a lot of cool things, like customizing your own podcast playlist. I have over 1,000 episodes to choose from. You can do it by character. You can even do it by, you know, what you like. Fantasy, science fiction, horror, and comics. If that's all you want to listen to, you can do that. But you can also make multiple playlists if you'd like as well, and I'll help you do it. That's all at Sci-Fi Talk Plus, and I'm offering a special offer for free lifetime access, now available until May 1st. Click on the link in the show notes. I won't allow any anonymous signups, so take advantage of this offer before the expiration. Thanks for listening. For Byte, this is Tony Tolotto.